Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for You. It's time to receive your weekly infusion of motivation and empowerment to jumpstart your week. I am your host, Shania Marie Adams, affectionately known as Coach Adams, Master Motivator and your resident empowerment coach. I coach and you win. Our focus on Motivational Mondays is to equip and empower you in the process of closing the gap from where you are to where you desire to grow. Each week, we come together to engage on life's highway, where I truly believe we are on a divine journey in which God is the light illuminating our path, guiding and directing each and every step along the way. We sincerely value your participation, our global listening audience, and we genuinely appreciate you tuning in for this time of empowerment coined as Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, hashtag I'm for you. We don't take your time lightly or for granted, but rather we are eternally grateful to have this opportunity to sow into your lives on your journey of purpose to fulfill your destiny. Here on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, our programming is designed based on two formats of empowerment that we bring you faithfully each and every week. The blending of our in-studio guests sharing their testimonies and or their areas of expertise and our Shape Up series, which has been designed to support you on your journey to win personally and professionally so that you may be more equipped to work it now. You may be thinking, Coach Adams, what am I working? Well, you're asking some great questions virtually on this Motivational Monday. You're working your vision so that you can achieve your goals, ultimately live out your dreams. Wow. Each episode of Motivational Mondays is truly empowering. If you have missed any of our past show installments, archives of previous broadcasts, and the richness of what is shared each week are always available online on demand at www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmediaforyou. www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmedia, the number four and the letter U. Each installment of Motivational Mondays is insightful. Allow Coach Adams to set up the framework of today's broadcast. I will share for about 40 minutes into today's programming around today's subject, and then we will open our lines up for audience participation, at which time we welcome your questions and comments around today's topic, which, of course, we really love. This lends to an interactive environment. We encourage you, our global listening audience, to chime right on in at the appropriate time. On today's installment of Motivational Mondays, It's time to shape up and win. We are moving forward to another level in our Shape Up series. And I want you to know that today we are taking a look at the 15 invaluable laws of growth. But we're only going to deal with a couple of the laws written by John C. Maxwell, and you'll hear a little bit more about that. I want you to know that before we jump right on into today's subject, we ask that you take a quick, brief moment to send someone a quick fax, an email, socially, write on someone's Facebook wall, go crazy, send a tweet, a text, a DM, a message in a bottle, a carrier pigeon. You know me, I'm saying whatever you need to do, take the opportunity to do it. Do whatever you need to do to invite someone to share with you and join you for today's broadcast and the richness that will be shared. We extend our heartfelt, gracious thanks in advance for your support with expanding our outreach. I want to encourage you, if you don't already have your pens, notepads, tablets, iPads, legal pads, you're sitting at your desktop or your laptop, I encourage you to grab whatever you need to grab to soak in the richness of insight that will be shared on today's installment of Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, as again, we are shaping up to win. We're shaping up so that we can work our vision, achieve our goals, and ultimately live out our dreams. And we are looking at a couple of the laws from The Invaluable Laws of Growth by John C. Maxwell. Many of you know, and some of you I'm sharing with you that don't know, I joined the John Maxwell team at the close of last year, 2017. So I am a John Maxwell certified team member, and I'm really excited about this latest designation because it has expanded the base of materials that I am now licensed, as one would say, to facilitate and share and train and teach on, that adds greater value to my coaching practice and the full circle of empowerment that Coach Adams has to offer you. The interesting thing about and what I love the most about the 15 Invaluable Laws of Growth is that this book truly gives great insight around laws that are so significant that we really and truly don't think about, but yet I experience and I deal with personally, I experience and I deal with in my coaching practice. You know, so often I'll have individuals come to me for professional coaching, as they would say, but that professional always crosses over into the personal, and it always often crosses over into the personal because we have to deal with us first and we have to grow who we are before we can move into and develop in our business focus, in our professional focus. And so I'm so excited to share just a snapshot of this material with you because, of course, my desire is that I would continuously be a beacon of light and supporting with developing and growing others and giving insight and wisdom and greater tools that you can add to your toolbox. What's interesting is that, you know, I share different laws that have supported me on my journey, and I, of course, am still in the trenches of growing. But what I love about laws are something that lays the foundation. It's fixed. And it's just like the law of gravity, for example. The law of gravity, if you jump off of a building, you will drop. There's no mysterious thing that'll happen in between. You jump off because it's a law, you will fall. It is a systematic rule, and it's important to understand that if you jump off of a building, you will fall. So the same is true with business laws. We've touched on the Law of Success by Napoleon Hill. We've touched on going from good to great and the principles and laws outlined there, and so on and so forth. I can go on and on. So as we look at the laws that we're discussing today based on the book written by John C. Maxwell, one of my mentors, as I am a part of the John C. Maxwell team, we're going to look at these invaluable laws of growth. And the important thing to understand is that we have to be intentional about our growth. You know, one of the greatest things that I learned early on my journey, spiritually, personally, professionally, is that growth does not just happen. And so law number one deals with this intentionality, because growth doesn't just happen. I often share when I'm teaching spiritual principles that in order for us to grow spiritually, there has to be an intentionality. Unlike natural growth, we're not going to just simply grow, meaning that the baby is in the womb. The mother does not have to tell the baby's hands to grow and then fingers to get longer and the arms to grow and the torso and the body to grow and the legs to grow and the toes and the feet and all of those various parts to grow. Unlike natural growth, which literally just happens, natural growth does. Growth in and of itself doesn't happen naturally, meaning that natural growth does. The baby in the womb, you don't have to tell the baby what to do and how to grow. But in order for us to grow on our journey of life and to progress on our journey of life, there must be an intentionality. And that's one of the areas that we're going to really focus in on today, is this intentionality. And the question that is raised around this law of intentionality is, do I have a plan to grow? Spiritually, if you want to grow, your plan should be that you will read the Word of God daily. You will read biblical principles daily, spiritually. Personally, if you want to grow, then you should read and allow your mind to be expanded and stimulated. Physically, if you want to grow, you would more than likely want to eat more healthy. You would want to increase your water intake, your H2O. You would want to increase your movement. So there's various things that we can do with this intentionality that supports our growth. But we have to have a plan for it. And many of us, we are moving through life haphazardly, and we're expecting and anticipating and desiring growth with no intentionality. And so we must understand that the number one law is that we have to have an intentionality as we're talking about invaluable laws of growth. So if you're looking at your vision and you're saying, I want to grow my vision, the question is, do you have an intentionality? Is there an intentionality? Is there a plan for your business to grow, for your vision to grow? Or are you just hoping and praying and wishing and thinking that it's going to happen with no intentionality? And so this number one law is, we must be intentional. There has to be an intentionality. When we understand that there has to be an intentionality, we have to be okay with looking at, what are some of those areas that may prevent us from growing. Interestingly enough, in digging into the material of the 15 Valuable Laws of Growth by John C. Maxwell, I've grown to realize that as we're continuing our discussion on the law of intentionality and this question of do we have a plan, I've come to realize that there are some gaps in growth, growth gaps, as John C. Maxwell calls them. The assumption gap of I don't need to do anything. Why? Because I will automatically grow. My growth is just going to automatically happen. Well, we've already established that unlike natural growth, mental growth, spiritual growth, emotional growth, physical growth, success growth, none of that happens haphazardly. It doesn't happen without an intentionality. So if we assume that it's just going to happen and I don't have to have a plan for it to happen, we're missing the mark and we're going to continue to fall short because we are in this struggle of the assumption gap. It'll automatically happen. I don't have to do anything. It's going to happen. Then there is the knowledge gap. The knowledge gap is interesting because the knowledge gap speaks to the fact that I don't know how to grow. I don't have enough knowledge to grow. And in today's age with technology, Google, and all of the search engines and all of that, if you just do research, you can gain the knowledge that you need to gain. You know, a part of why I made the decision to join the John Maxwell team as a certified team member is that I am a lifetime learner, and I'm always looking at where can I continue to grow? What is it that I can continue to do so that I can be the very best? I'm not saying that I'm perfect. Please don't misunderstand what Coach Adams is saying. But I do believe in growing to be a master in your craft, in your desire, in those areas of focus. And so in anything that I do, I am one that I'm always open to taking other classes and open to digging in deeper because I want to grow in greater understanding, greater wisdom, greater knowledge in any particular area. And so with me being a natural, one that is naturally desiring to continuously grow because of being a lifetime learner, I saw this as an awesome opportunity for me as a coach, as a speaker, as a trainer to grow to another level, being a part of the John Maxwell team. And so for me, it was about growing so that I could be the very best coach that I can be, the very best speaker, trainer that I can be for you. You know, one of the things, and I had the pleasure of attending a live training with John Maxwell himself, and he asked the question. He said, what are you doing to develop yourself? He was actually speaking to some of his John Maxwell team members, and he was asking the question, and he said, you have to really step back and process and answer this question. What are you doing to develop yourself? Everything has to start with this self-development process. And you know what it reminded me of, and you often hear me use this analogy because of, you know, traveling and having the opportunity to travel the globe and go to various places, not saying that bragging, but just I've been on quite a few planes. And so regularly you'll hear the announcement of safety. and they talk about, you know, before, you know, if there's a loss of cabin pressure, before you can effort to save the person next to you, you have to put the oxygen mask on yourself. You can't put it on the other person. You got to put it on yourself first, give yourself the oxygen, and then you can put the oxygen mask on the other person. Like, for example, if you have a child that's traveling with you that you're caring for, an elderly person or someone that has a disability or whatever the case may be, and they cannot, they're not equipped to do it themselves. But you have to first put the oxygen mask on you. What am I saying? That in order for us with our visions and whatever it is that your desires are, you have to ask yourself the question and step back, what are you doing to develop yourself first? Because everything starts with our development first. And that's why so often in my one-on-one coaching practice, individuals will think that it's about the professional side of things, and it turns out that yes, it is about the professional, but they have to work on the personal before they can move to the next level professionally because of this question: what are you doing to develop yourself? We have to develop ourselves first. The other question is, what are you doing to grow others? To grow others. And so once you've determined this question of what am I doing to develop myself and have that intentionality around this development of yourself, the next question is, what are you doing to grow others? This gives you that greater significance. And some time ago when we spoke about moving from good to great, the author spoke about the importance of, and that's what I love about laws. Laws are universal. You'll see the crossover of laws in different areas, different aspects, different ways, because they're universal. And so here, John Maxwell is speaking of greater significance, but the author of Good to Great said it has to be a greater cause. Bottom line, a greater significance. So whatever the focus, we have to move beyond ourselves and look at, what is it that I'm doing to grow others? So with your vision, with your goals and your achievement of your dreams, what is it doing to add greater value here on earth? What is it doing to add greater value to others? For example, you may have a book project in you. That book project is not just for you. Yes, you may be telling your story, but in you telling your story, it's starting with you first. It may be a cathartic cleansing process for you first. In you telling your story, it gives greater significance to someone else who can now relate to the wisdom that you have to share, can relate to the story that you have to share, can relate to the experience that you've gone through, whatever that may be. It now brings about greater significance. Many of you that listen regularly, you know that I am a part of the Change Book community, Change Book number 14, and I did a piece on the power of words. You may be saying, Coach Adams, why are you sharing that? Okay. I'm sharing that because it's so relevant in that, in my willingness to be transparent with my story and the insight and revelation that I have gleaned to date on my journey around the power of words, it's now giving in to others on that very subject. You know, I love to share this one particular, and this is just one of many various feedbacks that I've gotten around the book from individuals who have had the opportunity to read the chapter of The Power of Words in the Change Book number 14. This individual writes, Coach Adams, I just read The Power of Words 2.5 times while on my lunch break, and girl, it's in all caps. phenomenal, fantastic, excellent, touching, sincere, honest, transparent, fluid, moving, empowering, and brilliantly written. You, by and with God's grace, or with grace, did it. So very proud of you. The Power of Words, The Change Book, number 14. I had to be willing to process through personally, it dealt with me first, to bring greater significance. And so I share that with you because in whatever we do, there has to be this desire for greater significance. Everything is not just about us. So this intentionality in our process of understanding the laws, the invaluable laws of growth, is that the law of intentionality is number one, that growth doesn't just happen. It doesn't just happen. That we must have a plan to grow. And, you know, one of the things that I love to share is that regardless of how old we are, as long as we have that dash between our sunrise and sunset, and the only thing that is certain is that there will come a day when we will no longer breathe and have life. We all have to face death. That's the only thing that's certain is death. After you've been born, the only thing that's certain is that one day you're going to die. One day I'm going to die. One day each and every one of us, we're going to die. Everything else in between is uncertain. And we have to move about through our journey with intentionality. If you're having health challenges, you have to be more intentional about your health. You have to do certain things so that now you're moving away from those health challenges that you may be faced with. I'm not minimizing. I don't know who's all listening in. So I'm not speaking to any one person, but I'm just simply saying whatever the circumstances, the challenges that you may be facing, if it's you're struggling financially, I don't know your story, but in whatever it is, there has to be an intentionality to make a shift in the dynamics. For those of you who are just tuning in, I want to thank you for tuning in to Motivational Monday with Coach Adams, presented by Ince Media for You. We're taking a look at a couple of the laws based on the book 15, Invaluable Laws of Growth, by John C. Maxwell. Coach Adams is a member of the John Maxwell team and wanted to share such valuable, rich. My goal is every time we come together here on Motivational Mondays, whenever you tune in for this weekly dose of motivation and empowerment and get this inspiration on your journey, that there's rich content that supports you in developing and moving to the next level. And so that's what we're talking about right now, the 15 invaluable laws of growth, the law of intentionality, that growth doesn't just happen. We have to be intentional. We have to be intentional. What does this intentionality look like? I must have a plan, whatever the area is, personally or professionally. I must have a plan. And not only must I have a plan, I must have a commitment to the plan, because growth doesn't just happen. Natural growth does. The baby's in the womb. You don't have to tell the baby how to grow and all of that. It happens naturally. But other than that, we have to work on our mental growth, our spiritual growth, physical growth, our emotional growth, whatever that is. There has to be an intentionality. I want to pick it up where we kind of left off, per se, and got into some other layers and dynamics, but we were talking about growth gaps. And when this question is raised, do you have a plan to grow? Many of us don't grow because of these various growth gaps. The assumption gap, oh, I'll automatically grow. It'll just happen. And it doesn't. The knowledge gap, I don't know how to grow. I'm lacking the knowledge on how to grow. And there has to be an intentionality. If you lack the knowledge, do some research. Figure out in those particular areas where you want to grow. As I stated, I'm a lifetime learner. I'm always in a classroom, figuratively or literally somewhere, trying to determine how can I continue to grow. Reading a book on how can I, the inside of the wisdom of a book and the richness of that, how can, at a seminar, at a workshop, online, whatever it is, a teleconference, something to determine and gain greater knowledge to close this knowledge gap. What are you doing as it relates to your knowledge? The timing gap. So often we say, oh, it's not the right time for me to grow. Oh, I'm older. There's no use. Or it's just a bad season, or I'm just going through some things right now. You just don't get it. So there's this, the timing gap. It's not the right time for me to grow. Any time is a right time for us to grow. And so if we're waiting for, quote unquote, that perfect time, the perfect time is never going to happen. So the timing gap. And we're talking about growth gaps that will prevent us from growing. I am afraid of making mistakes. You know, the greatest wisdom I've learned from my mentors, Coach Allen, Hattie Hollingsworth. As many of you know, I am their global master trainer, and I serve their ministry and their Vertical Leap and Boston Movement curriculums. And by the way, Vertical Leap is fast approaching on this Saturday. If you want more information, be in touch with me socially or by shooting a quick email to admin@coachadams.com. admin@coachadams.com, or give us a call at 310-289-2101. 310-289-2101. If you're interested in acquiring your copy of the Change Book, number 14, your autographed copy, feel free to shoot an email or call concerning that. But what I've learned from my mentors, Coach Allen, Hattie Hollingsworth, and serving their ministry as we're talking about the mistake gap and the 15 Invaluable Laws of Growth by John C. Maxwell, that this mistake gap says I'm afraid of making mistakes. And the wisdom that I've grown to know to be true is that in order to succeed only once, I must be willing to fail often. What is that saying? I must be willing to make mistakes. I can't be afraid of making mistakes. Mistakes are part of the process. Failing is part of the process of success. This is part of the greatest wisdom that I have learned on my journey. And so often we're afraid to step out and take a risk because of the mistakes that we've made of the past. Imagine, if you will, if the Wright brothers, the first time they tried to put a plane in the air and it dropped and didn't continue to fly, if they said, oh, okay, forget it. We're not going to try anymore because of that one mistake. Or Edison, for that matter. I mean, I can go on and on with different people that we rely on, the various things that were created by countless names of individuals. We drive in our Ford car. We, you know, I can go on and on, whatever that case may be. So there was mistakes made along the way, but they did not allow this mistake gap, this fear. They weren't afraid of making more, quote unquote, mistakes, because mistakes are a part of this journey of success. So we have to try and try again. We fall down, we got to get back up. So we can't allow this mistake gap to hinder us. Other growth gaps that will prevent us is the perfection gap. And oh my gosh, Coach Adams is so familiar with this perfection gap. I have to find the best way before I can start. You know, I remember when I was in real estate, I had to have every I dotted and every T crossed, or I couldn't move forward. I was paralyzed by wanting everything to be so perfect. And I've grown and evolved, and I've separated from that spirit of perfection to this desire for excellence, giving the very best that I can give in any moment. And so I want us to know that you can't allow that perfection to prevent you. It will stop you from growing. Give the very best that you can give in any moment, and know that it's subject to change. It's so interesting because today, literally, every month we have a change book community call. I love the new communities that I'm associated with. It's expanding my base of wisdom from people who are on the journey further than I am and have such wisdom to share. And so one of the producers of the change book was sharing today, and they were talking about so often people don't start because of this exact rule, this exact principle here. They want it to be perfect. And they're like, it doesn't mean it has to be your end result. Just get going. Put it in the atmosphere. So often someone says, I'm going to start a blog, and it takes them, you know, a year to start a blog. And his point was, it doesn't have to take you that long. Just get started. Continue to improve and grow as you go. And had I been in a place of perfection, I would not, quite frankly, I would not have started Motivational Mondays. But I knew that I could start right where I was and continue to a commitment of growing from week to week, getting better over time as I'm in process. And that's the whole point, that many of us, we won't start because we want it to be perfect instead of bringing excellence and continuing to develop and grow. The inspiration gap. I don't feel like growing. There's no inspiration to grow. You know, so often, and this grieves my heart, and I look at and we discuss these statistics because I teach Boss the Movement, which is a youth leadership training curriculum, and we look at the statistics of suicide in young people, and of course, adults are committing suicide as well. But in young people, the reality is, and in suicide in general, what we have found, what has been identified, is that individuals have lost hope. They've lost hope in a greater tomorrow. They feel like where they are today, whatever the weight of those circumstances and situations are, that it's never going to get better. And hope is that there will be this greater, something better on the other side. So I want to encourage you, and you can't let this inspiration gap be a bottleneck preventing you from growing to the next level. Because sometimes you just won't feel like it. And you just have to get started and get going. You know, as we grow older, and I just recently celebrated a milestone birthday, and so as we grow more mature and our bodies grow more mature, gravity starts to kick in a little bit more. But if you didn't get up just because your body didn't feel like getting up, you would never accomplish anything. You would never do anything. So if we just get up, even in the difficulty of getting up, even in the aches and the hesitation of gravity trying to pull us down and all of that, just get up and start to step forward, you will begin to close that gap of where you are to where you desire to grow. And so I want to encourage you that it's not about how we feel. I don't feel it, because you won't feel it. You have to act your way into a feeling. And that is a part of the wisdom that I have grown to learn to be true, that life is about acting our way into, not waiting until I feel like it. Many of us, when the alarm goes off in the morning, you don't feel like getting up, but you do recognize, and you do it every day. You do not act your way into a feeling. At the end of the week, you will not get the paycheck if you don't make it in. So you determine in your mind, I got to shift this energy of wanting to snooze through constantly the alarm and not get up, and I have to figure out how I'm going to get up. So you act your way into a different feeling than what your body may be feeling. So this inspiration gap is about, you can't wait until you feel it. You just have to act it. The comparison gap. Others are better than I. Others are better than I. I hear people constantly, and it really grieves my heart, because they're constantly comparing themselves with others, comparing what others do. Oh, this one does this and da-da-da-da-da, justifying and whatever. No, our journey is individual. We can't compare the growth of others or compare what others do. You know, it's been stated that a very well-known actress, because she was comparing herself, she had such a gift, was comparing herself to another, not actress, singer, was comparing herself to another singer, that she lost her zeal and fire to sing because she was comparing, saying, I can't hit the notes like that person. And that was like taking the wind, the sail out of her wings, because she was comparing. Stop comparing your journey with others. Our journey is individualized. These are things that prevent us from growing. The expectation gap. I thought it would be easier than this. How many of us thought the journey of success would be easier, but it's a process? You know, I saw a quote, and I think I posted it today. I can't recall, but I know I saw this quote, and it was just very interesting to me because it was so real. It said, to be the best, you must be able to handle the worst. And I love that, because so often, we want everything quick, fast, in a hurry, this microwavable society. But this expectation gap, I thought it would be easier. People get married and they say, I thought it was going to be easier. They don't plan for the marriage. They plan for the wedding, the big event, that one day, but they haven't put a plan into place. There's no intentionality on how are we going to make this marriage work. And so people become disenchanted, and guess what? They now throw in the towel and say it's too hard, because it's harder or tougher than they thought. They have to put in the work and energy, and they don't want to do that. And so they throw in the towel because it's not, the expectations are, it's not living up to what I thought it would be. Everything is about intentionality. Having a plan to grow to the next level in any relationship, whatever that looks like, in your vision, in achieving your goals and moving your life to the next level, even in the golden years, as they would say, living better golden years. It has to be an intentionality. We can't just sit on the hammock and just wait for our number to be pulled. As long as we have breath in our bodies, life is not just meant for us to exist. And that grieves my heart when I see people just existing, because that is not what our lives was designed for. At any design, that we would have an abundance, that we would live an abundant life. And that abundance doesn't just mean monetary riches, but it means that our mindset is healthy and rich, that we are vibrant and we have purpose and so on and so forth. This is the interesting thing. When you're losing everything and you're hurting and you're wondering why, we have to step back. And the reality is, if Rome wasn't built in a day, how long are you willing to give yourself? We throw in the towel on ourselves if we're not growing and developing at a rapid rate because we're in such a microwavable society. There has to be this transition to intentional growth. I cannot just expect that growth is going to happen. I can't just sit back and wait for it to happen. There has to be an intentionality. Here are some of the questions that we can ask ourselves, and we're going to close out. Wow, it's amazing how quickly time flies. I want to give those of you that are listening in an opportunity to interact and ask a question, make a comment, share a thought around what we're discussing. This is truly a rich subject, and I would love to hear your thoughts around what we're talking about today. Are you getting anything from the laws that we're sharing, the invaluable laws of growth? I want you to know that we're opening our lines up for you to engage and interact with us. This is the time in our programming when we invite you to share in the discussion. You must press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. If you're sitting in front of your electronic device, like your laptop or your iPad or desktop, tablet, whatever that may be, you must dial in. The dial-in number is 516-453-9374, 516-453-9374. Again, press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. Again, our lines are open. Don't be shy. Don't be scared. This is a time that we love to have you interact with us, so don't hesitate. Meanwhile, we're going to continue in wrapping up this particular law that we're talking about, the law of intentionality. I want to give you some thought-provoking questions to think about around this law because, again, we've stated, do you have a plan to grow? Do you have a plan? And you have to ask the big questions. And the big questions that you have to ask now are, where do you want to go in life? Where do you want to go? Is there somewhere else that you want to go? Is there more? Of course there's more, but where do you want to go? Not where Coach Adams wants to go. Where do you want to go? What direction do you want to go in? You know, so often, many of us, woe is me, nobody knows the trouble I've seen, and, you know, we get into this whole victim mindset and this victim mode. You're not a victim. My bishop often says, we have to participate on our journey. We're looking for a miracle. We have to participate in the miracle, meaning that there's things that we have to do within our power that we can do to get better results. So faith is an action word. Faith without works is dead. So I could say I'm trusting God, for example, for a manifestation of a healing, but if I'm not doing what is recommended for there to be a shift in my body, then I'm not walking in the belief of my faith. I can say I want to break through financially, but if I'm not doing things that I can do within my power to position me for greater resources to flow, and I know this to be true, then nothing's going to happen. So we have to plant seeds. There has to be, again, an intentionality in whatever area the focus is, personally or professionally. So the questions raise, the big questions, where do you want to go in life? What direction do you want to go? What's the farthest you can imagine going? Why do I say the farthest? Because there are no limits. The only limits that we have are those limits that we place on ourselves. Those are the only limits that we have. How long will it take you? We've talked about in previous installments and subjects that we have to look at what will it cost us. This how long will it take, that's a part of assessing the cost. What will it cost me? It's going to cost us in time. Remember, we've shared in other principles that it's truly about the fact that what it costs us, not always is it the monetary. You can start a business with no money. I've done it. I'm living it. But it costs something. It costs sweat equity. And the question is, in you putting a plan together, are you willing to do it now? No, really, really, really. Are you really, really, really willing to do it now? Seriously, what are you waiting for? Are you willing to do it now? So often I will ask of my clients in my coaching practice, when they're outlining their goals and their desires and their scope of work in a one-on-one coaching practice, I specifically tell them, don't look at those things that are woulda, coulda, shoulda, things that I should do, I want to do, I would. No, because you have to do position to do those things that you are willing to take action on now. And that's the difficult question that we have to ask. If we want to lose weight, I've had to reflect on this. I lost a significant amount of weight, gained some of it back, struggling because that's my thing. I'm a foodie, love food. Had to step back and say, Coach Adams, are you really ready to do it now? You know what to do. Are you ready to do it now? Why? Because I have to count the cost. I have to push the plate away. Are you really willing to do it now? I have to sacrifice. On any part of our journey, we have to make the sacrifices. And the question is, are we willing to sacrifice? Do what's required associated with that plan that we have in place to get and yield different results, as we're talking about the invaluable laws of growth and law number one. Amazing how rich just law number one is. We haven't gotten to any of the others. And throughout our Shape Up series, we will look at this subject and take another look at other laws and what have you as we continue our Shape Up series. One of the things that I want to close with, because I know that this definitely is a bottleneck, a constraint that prevents many of us from growing, from getting more, from experiencing more, as we're talking about having this plan for growth and what will prevent us, we have to face the fear factor. Face the fear factor. The fear of failure. For many of us, that fear of failure is a bugaboo. We don't want to fail, so we don't try. The fear of trading security for the unknown. I remember when I started my independent journey, I was trading, quote unquote, the false security of a job for the unknown because I wanted to do what I was placed on the planet to do. I had to detach from and trade this fear of security, as one would say, for the unknown, for this journey of faith that from one moment to the next, I didn't know. You know, it was like being on a roller coaster, hands in the air, counting one, two, three, whee! From dip to dip of life's journey. But yet in that I found such great fulfillment. This fear of being overextended on resources. I'm laughing because I remember early on my journey, my mentors, Coach Alan Hattie, Coach would say, if you're already on the ground, how far do you have to fall? You know, people are thinking, oh, I don't want to take a risk because I only have a little bit of money. How much further can you fall? But yet, look at the world that can be opened up if you take a risk. And many of us are feeling, I don't want to be overextended on resources. And so we don't take a risk. So what's happening, we're just existing because we are afraid to take a risk. This fear of what others will think. I remember early on my journey, others would say, wow, you have skills. I don't understand why you're on that little faith journey and, you know, you got some skills. What are you thinking? What are you doing? It didn't make sense. Oftentimes our journey may not make sense to anyone other than us. But you can't be afraid to step out and take risk and move because you're afraid of what others will think. And I've fallen short in that. I've had, you know, circumstances where I felt like, ooh, I really heard from God and I started sharing it. And people were like, really? You crazy? That don't make sense. And now I'll hold my hope close from sharing with people so that because I understand the power of words. And I don't want them to plant seeds of doubt on my journey that one may not understand. And the same should be true for you. Your journey is individualized, and what has been spoken to you and what you believe, that's between you and who you believe. And so this fear of what will other people think? Oh, I can't step out because, oh, what are they going to think? The fear of pushing others away. Well, if I, you know, get on this journey and I'm moving in another circle and all of this, you know, people are going to have their views and they're going to not want to hang out with me, whatever. Who cares? And I say that for real, I mean that. Who cares? Who cares? People are going to find something to say about you regardless. I don't care. They're going to find something to say. So we cannot allow fear to hold us back. Now, I'm going to pause and close out there because, oh my gosh, it is amazing how quickly an hour of power flies by. I trust that you have gotten some great insight. I always love reconnecting with laws that, you know, just kind of to check in and reassess where I am on my journey, which is always great. We have to constantly design and redesign and evaluate where are we in our processes. So I love when I tap into material that I may not have read in a while, and it's a reconnection just to kind of get some greater insight myself on my journey. So know that I continuously am in the trenches with you, and I want to continue to grow with you. I want us to continue this conversation and this dialogue, and we can do that socially through our Facebook Motivational Mondays forum. So if you've gotten anything from today and you didn't feel comfortable making a comment, no worries, understandable. You can do that socially. It's a safe platform for you to do that. Our Facebook Motivational Mondays forum is an open group. So if you're not currently a part of the group, you can just simply ask to join. Want you to know that we so appreciate you tuning in to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams. On our next installment of Motivational Mondays, we have a dynamic all-star guest that will be sharing with us, Josanne Marie. I've watched her progress on her journey, and I'm really excited for her to be sharing with us in the virtual boardroom. And we'll be taking a look at the journey to beautiful from her point of view, Josanne Marie, which is next week. So tune in and tell a friend. I want you to be reminded that Coach Adams has a full circle of empowerment to support you on your journey, and I want to stay connected with you. If you're not already a part of the Coach Adams Network, shoot a quick email to admin@coachadams.com, admin@coachadams.com, or you can visit CoachAdams.com, CoachAdams.com. You can, of course, always call us direct at 310-289-2101. 310-289-2101. We have pre-registration in force currently for our next Wind Shop 4 Hours of Power with Coach Adams, a powerful time of vision training, strategic planning, and coaching empowerment scheduled for July. If you want additional information, again, shoot an email to admin@coachadams.com or give us a call at 310-289-2101. We thank you so much for tuning into Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams. This is Coach Adams signing off for now. Be reminded, I coach and you win.